I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1508. You Stole My Bacon Wrap. For the next few days on the podcast, I want to focus on the adventure of the Zimbabwe trip. Some of these stories you may have heard in a sermon or heard from me personally, but many folks who listen to the podcast don't come to Highline, and so I want them to hear it too, so bear with me. Today, a story about what happened between takeoff and landing over the African plain. It made me say, "You stole my bacon wrap." As you know, this podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength in our everyday life, even when it's hard, even when we don't get our bacon wrap. Somewhere over Botswana, I realized we're not going to get our promised breakfast. Here's what happened. We had already completed a 9-hour flight from Seattle to London, and now we were on an 11-hour flight from London, England to Johannesburg, South Africa. I was sleep-deprived, tired beyond words, and hungry. As we were making our long trek south from London across the African continent, a passenger on our plane had a mental breakdown. She was sitting right across from Greg on this Boeing 777. And she began mumbling about tigers and lions or some such. And then she got up and she started pacing the plane, up one aisle and down the other. It was the middle of the night and most passengers were trying to sleep. She would shout out in angry tones, sentences almost incomprehensible. And at that point, she had the attention of several flight attendants. Three or four simply followed her around and around and around the plane for a couple of hours as she paced and called out. As this ordeal went on and on, I was looking at my watch, and it became clear to me that the promised coffee and breakfast was not going to happen. They couldn't serve us when all their attention was on her. Now, at that moment, I wanted some food. I was tired from the long flight and lack of sleep, and now I was ticked off that she stole my bacon wrap. But then the Holy Spirit convicted me. Look how selfish I was being. I should be more concerned with what's happening to her than filling my own stomach. Philippians 2 tells us, "So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy," and so all those should be yes, 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 "complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in accord with one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility," here it is, "count others more important than yourself. Let each one of you look not only to your own interest," even if it's a bacon wrap, I added that part, "but also to the interest of others. Have this mind in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, didn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself," and here it is, "he took the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus was a servant to the point of death, and I can't be a servant even giving up my breakfast. It made me wonder how often I feel entitled, deserving, and totally oblivious to the hurt, the pain, and the trouble going on in someone else's life because it's inconveniencing me. Lord, forgive me. Here's the great question. When was the last time someone inconvenienced you in your sense of entitlement? Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, give us strength to set aside our own selfish ambitions, our desires, and instead prioritize the needs of those around us. Lord, teach us the beauty of humility. Help us to imitate the selfless example of Jesus, who humbled himself to the point of a cross. Give us compassion for one another. Help us to see what they're going through. God, in a world filled with division and pride, may we be a testimony to selfless love, not selfish love, because that doesn't go together. May your Spirit continue to work within us, shaping us into vessels of peace and instruments of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1509. And in the meantime, as we were landing, the lady with the mental health episode would not be seated. Eventually, they had to put a sheet over her head and gently but firmly make her be seated for landing. You know, I pray that she gets well, and I pray that she finds love, and I pray that she forgives me for my selfish thinking when I thought, you stole my bacon wrap.